Welcome to the Taproxy Method, creating confident learners. The Taproxy Method uses a unique combination of breath work, brain body work, gratitude, and a clay-based program to affect the neuroplasticity of the brain in students. To help strengthen their mind-body connection, help them develop a growth mindset, and most importantly, trust and confidence in themselves. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes. One way to support the Creating Confident Learners podcast is to leave a 5-star review and written review anywhere you listen to it. Thanks so much, and let's get started. Otherwise, it ends up affecting so many other things and the way they approach themselves as well as life and their academic path. When a child has self-esteem, the way that we can approach an academic challenge is vastly different than when a child doesn't. When they have the self-esteem in place to try something that they don't know yet, it's more linear. It's more straight from point A to point B. But when kids don't have that self-confidence, we often have to take a lot of detours to get to where we need to go through that lack of self-esteem. The lack of self-esteem is hindering the most direct way to deal with the problem. We have to first deal with the mental blocks because the concept, whether it is math or reading or writing, has become bigger than what the task itself really is. Be sure to sign up for the foundation course. This course is here to support you, both parents and educators. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to increase focus, ease anxiety, and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's made into bite-sized digestible pieces to help you apply these tools right away. I guess I want to start out with a question for you all, or a couple questions. Where do you derive your self-esteem from? And how do you build your own self-esteem? And just maybe pondering, where is our self-esteem affected in life? And where is it chipped away at? And where is it built up? In the most ideal world, we're supposed to know that we are just worthy for being alive, for being born, for being human, for being ourselves. And hopefully you all do. But of course, the outside world, unfortunately, gives us all types of different messaging around this. You know, advertising wouldn't be its thing if it wasn't kind of poking at our insecurities as humans, as females, as adults. But I truly believe that self-esteem can be built. It's how we talk about ourselves and the world around us. It's how we trust ourselves to do the right thing for ourselves, to keep our word to ourselves and others. And they do say that the easiest way to build your own self-esteem is to keep your word to yourself. But we can't even begin to create self-esteem if we're not aware of those things. How do we talk to ourselves? You know, think about the things that you say to yourself within your head, out loud, when no one's around. How do you talk to yourself? That's the first question. And whether we do or do not truly trust ourselves, you know, that's another question. Do you trust yourself, your decisions, what you do, what you don't do? A little bit of deep stuff to contemplate. But tangibly, helping kids have a more positive, truthful lens is helpful. And, you know, sometimes we gloss over with positivity. It's not that. Like when you are actually truthful to yourself about how you're acting, how you're speaking, what you are or aren't doing, what you are and aren't getting in academics in this case as well, you know, you have to be truthful to change anything, to actually create something better if it's not. And tangibly helping kids have a more positive, truthful lens is often built with a little bit of stillness, a little bit of breath work and presentness and mindfulness, and then gratitude. Gratitude kind of helps us see the good even in the difficult, right? This academic task is hard right now, but in hindsight, when I mastered it, or I will master it, or something else that I've mastered before, I'm grateful that it was a struggle because now I'm a little stronger. I'm a little bit better, right? They say life doesn't get easier. We get stronger. I remember a picture that's going around with this, you know, wolf, you know, with multiple arrows from being a puppy to, you know, an adult wolf and being able to handle things because we've gotten stronger over time. I often see kids who struggle with some sort of academic task. Those are the kids that come to me in general. What is interesting to me is a lot of times I'm looking at how they are talking about the struggle or how they're talking about themselves. I've seen kids tell themselves that they're stupid. So that's some of the more extreme I've seen kids tell themselves that they just can't do it, only later to help them and prove them wrong. Of course they can, right? This is the big work. I've seen kids just not want to try or not try at all. I've seen kids completely shut down. I've seen kids call the things, the letter, the task itself bad. With one student who struggles with writing the letters and numbers themselves the right way in the right orientation, when he makes a mistake with just one single letter or one single number, he'll often call it bad. It's a bad B or a bad 2, you know, kind of projecting onto this thing that has not gone the way that it's supposed to. I have seen kids say they just don't know. When they do know, they just are not taking responsibility for their own behavior, their own words, their own work, their own effort. And all of these things, the running line of, you know, similarity, these all stem from lack of self-esteem, lack of confidence. Sometimes that lack of self-esteem or confidence is only in one concept, or it's only in one subject matter, or just in school. But sometimes kids and students can take this on as, you know, a whole person. This one thing I don't get in school is now making me a bad person, or me, my whole self, not enough. And that's the most extreme. Can you see how it compounds and it keeps them looped and perpetually behind when that's their outlook? I can't do this. I won't even try. I'm going to give up easily. I'm going to make this about me being bad versus this being hard. Confidence is so key to academic success. If a child is confident, they will try. They will try to put in the effort. They will believe that they will eventually figure it out, even if they don't know it yet. They will also not make the struggle mean anything about them and their character or worth as a human. So how do we help kids build self-esteem? I do believe in helping kids reframe how they speak to look at things from a more positive lens, right? How they speak about themselves, how they speak about the world around them, how they speak about the academic challenge in front of them, or just academic task. It doesn't even have to be a challenge. How are they approaching it? What is their outlook here? And of course, this is reinforced with gratitude, but also helping them look at something in a different way. That is even okay that something is challenging or difficult, but it will get easier over time with practice, with effort, and that they have support in doing so. And if they don't, to learn how to advocate for themselves or ask for support. Helping them be successful in one thing that was previously hard, one problem, one worksheet, one sentence, and building that bank of successes over time, and building the skills that are difficult and challenging one step at a time. Something that they can handle, something that's bite-sized. In math, I often tell kids, I don't expect you to get it the first time. Sometimes we have to put pencil to paper, do the type of problems over and over and over again, and then the brain makes the synaptic connections, understands it. Sometimes you have to do those 25 problems, you know, think of a high school algebra homework assignment, to finally make the connection of this new process. So when kids struggle with something like writing and spelling, I often start with one sentence, getting that process to be easy. Then two, then three, then asking them for the full 5-sentence paragraph, then the page. But I don't move on or expect the next level till the first step is mastered. Otherwise, that goal line is always being moved and they just feel deflated and, you know, doing bite-sized pieces a few times till it's mastered, till they feel successful. That's where we're creating self-esteem. That's where we're getting success and this bank of successes that they can pull on when new topics, when new things start to come up, right? Otherwise, they feel deflated. And of course, we have to take the time to help them and celebrate their successes and also hold them accountable. Yes, you can do this and we will work together to get there. Oftentimes, the kids who struggle, you know, they kind of get out of some things that they are truly capable of, or they need a few more steps, a few more bite-sized pieces to get there. But we want to, you know, hold them accountable and see them as capable. And oftentimes the gratitude and the breath work, being still with oneself, those are all important too. Those help be a little bit more mindful, a little bit more positive in general. But you can see how important it is for a child to believe in themselves, to have the self-esteem and confidence. Otherwise, it ends up affecting so many other things and the way they approach themselves as well as life and their academic path. When a child has self-esteem, The way that we can approach an academic challenge is vastly different than when a child doesn't, when they have the self-esteem in place to try something that they don't know yet. It's more linear. It's more straight from point A to point B. But when kids don't have that self-confidence, we often have to take a lot of detours to get to where we need to go through that lack of self-esteem. The lack of self-esteem is hindering the most direct way to deal with the problem. We have to first deal with the mental blocks, because the concept, whether it is math or reading or writing, has become bigger than what the task itself really is. The perception of the struggle is off because of this sense of lack of self-esteem. And really, lack of self-esteem leads to more shutdown behavior or lack of even trying type of energy, when we really need the exact opposite to be successful anything in life, especially in academics, right? If I think I can, I can. If I think I can't, I can't. It's that self-perpetuating prophecy is really what ends up happening. But when there is a lack of self-esteem, we're not just dealing with the struggle or the concept or the new concept at hand. We're dealing with the perception as well as the problem. When self-esteem is in place, I can do this. I know I'll figure it out. I want to try. Then we're just dealing with the academic challenge at hand and not the self-esteem. So self-esteem is so, so important as a foundation to progressing through the academic path more smoothly. And by really helping kids reframe how they approach something, reframe how they talk to themselves or talk about a problem, can build that self-esteem over time as well. Be sure to sign up for the Foundation Course. This course is here to support you. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to ease anxiety and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's available as a one-time purchase or as an ongoing monthly subscription with extra group support and monthly live stream. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter to stay in contact. Keep up with the Creating Confident Learners community on Instagram and Facebook @Creating Confident Learners. Have a blessed day and aloha.